In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Today, my beloved, we have a special day for everybody. Today, everybody has his name's day. You know why? Well, you say, well, I celebrate my name's day there and there and this day or this day. Well, yeah, but today we all have our name's day because today is the church is celebrating all the saints. There's all saints are being remembered today because this is the first week after the coming down of the Holy Spirit and the apostles, and the church has wanted us to so we will recognize that because of the coming down of the Holy Spirit, so many saints have been created because they all were created through the grace of God, because they have been filled with the love. They started on their own, they started to go after, they believed. First condition is to believe in the Lord. And once we believe in Jesus Christ, that He is the Son of God, that He's the creator of the whole universe, and He came down to this earth because He loved us so, and He didn't want us to be perishing. And so He came down, and came down as the humblest person, as born of the very poor family that even couldn't even find a lodging with where He would be born. And He had to be born in a cave, where they put in the bad weather, they put animals in, and it was laid down in a manger. And his whole life was going through all kinds of struggles and sufferings, and the whole life he was misunderstood by most of the people. Only a few people had followed him. And then when he started to preach the Holy Communion that he was giving himself for our revival, so for us to be reborn again and to become a new person through having his body and his blood in ourselves, then many of his disciples left and said, we can't listen to this. He is not a well man. He even said the worst. Some of them said that he had the Beelzebub, the devil in him, and the Pharisees were accusing that he was casting out demons by the power of the prince of devils and so on. And they considered him a wine bibber and a glutton and all kinds of things. They were accusing our Lord. And oh, of course, it was all unfair. And he taken it all. And he showed thus the way of humility. Don't ever get upset or mad when somebody knocks you down and somebody tells you bad things. And because they did all those things to the Lord. He has went through all the terrible things that you and I could ever imagine to go through. My beloved, all the martyrs, no matter how they were martyred, no matter what they were going through, it was all, they only followed the Lord, because the Lord went through all of that. But the Lord went through more than anybody can ever go through, because He took my sins and your sins and everybody's sins upon Himself. And He carried such a terrible thing. You know, when you and I sin, and then our conscience starts to bother us, you know how difficult it can become until we repent, until we ask the Lord to forgive us and receive the forgiveness through confession. But the Lord had taken all of our the sins of the whole world. It's just unimaginable for us. When for us, many times it's difficult just to take the sins of our partner, of our loved ones, or of our wife or husband, or whoever has our children and our parents or grandparents. And it's very difficult for us to carry the burdens and the sins of each other. And we get irritated, we cannot even get angry, and all those things. We do all those things that we're not supposed to do, because if we had the true love, then we would not judge anybody and would not get irritated. But we would truly feel sorry for them that they have done this and that, and they've broken God's laws, and we would truly ask the Lord, that's just as the Lord had did on the cross. He asked His Father to forgive them that were crucifying Him, and that's us. And He, this Saint Stephen had done the same thing, the first martyr, when he was stoned. He was asking also the Lord to forgive him for what they're doing to him, because they don't know what they're doing. And don't keep it in. Don't hold it as a sin for them. This is how the love of the Lord works on us, my beloved. You want to have the kingdom of heaven. You want to be able to find peace in your heart for even here, temporary on this earth. And let's follow the examples of all the saints. The saints have given us such a great examples. And don't say to yourself, well, I'm not a saint, I can never be a saint. You don't know. You cannot, of course, and you're right. You and I cannot become saints unless we receive the grace of the Lord, unless we humble ourselves. And we cannot receive the grace of the Lord while we're proud. So we have to come down from our high horse. And we have to learn to forgive, at least to start this way. Let's always start to forgive. Then we can ask the Lord for the gifts, that the spiritual gifts that the Lord would be glad to bestow upon us, because he himself knows, of course, that without him we cannot do anything. And of course, if he said that we cannot do anything without him, then how can we be saved without him? It's an impossibility. So we got to follow in the examples of the saints. Let's use the lives of saints. Let's try to copy them. And at the most importance, let's remember that we have to try to remember the Lord and know his gospel and read the gospel and get the strength from that and accept whatever it says in the gospel. Accept it as the absolute truth. And if we can't take it, only blame ourselves that only because we don't have enough love for the Lord, for St. John, the apostle and the theologian and the apostle who stood by the cross of the Lord with the mother, the Theotokos of the Lord. And when he was there, the Lord said, "This is your mother." And to him, this is, to the Mother of God, this is your son. And he is the apostle who had written the gospel of St. John. And he is the apostle who was called, also nicknamed, as the apostle of love. And let's follow an example. Let's follow his teachings. And he says, it is not difficult to fulfill God's commandments. And the condition is, of course, if we love the Lord. If we love the Lord, we can't lose sight of him. We want to pray for him, to him. We want to be in his, consciously in his company. Here in this earth, we're being distracted all the time and taken away from the mind and the heart from the Lord. But the saints have done differently. They have enclosed themselves there they went with their brain into their heart and to be able to feel God's presence all the time. And when they felt God's presence, they were able to truly to rejoice, and no matter what, no one could take them away from the love of the Lord. And this is what we have to strive for. You want to be with the Lord for eternity. You want to be with all the saints that are in heaven, and there's multitudes of them, and there's in all walks of life there's saints in the kingdom of heaven. And that's only those who the church had proclaimed or officially had put into its diptych as the saints. But there's so many of them in the kingdom of heaven that the Lord had decided not to give them the glory here and not to reveal their life on earth. There's so many secret saints, but we'll meet all of them in the kingdom of heaven if we work on ourselves. So let's not be lazy. Let's try to work to be able to make it to the kingdom of heaven and to rejoice and glorify the Lord forever. Amen.